All right, and we are now joined by the race winner, AJ Allmendinger, driver of the C2 Freight Resources Chevrolet for Colleague Racing. AJ, can you just walk us through your run today and how it feels to get that victory?
Yeah, Colleague Racing gave me a fantastic race car. You know what Matt Colleague does for myself and my family, giving me these opportunities, Chris Rice going out there and working hard on the sponsorship and all the men and women at Colleague Racing for building these great cars. So, the great horsepower from ECR and the Colleague Racing Chevy was hooked up. I just never driven this place in an Xfinity car, but I know how this place races. And early on, just trying to learn how much tire I needed to save, how much I could give up on the restart. And I just felt like we needed track position the whole time. So once I got that lead, it was about trying to get a good restart and then pace myself from there. And I just kept asking for the gap to Noah so I could kind of just two things, really base it off of him, how hard I wanted to run, and then save some tire if we had a restart, because I don't think anybody had tires except maybe the one car. So, just try to pace myself, and then, you know, the last 15 laps, just beg for no yellows.
All right. Well, we are now going to take some questions from the media. If you have a question, please click the participants tab and raise your hand. We'll get kicked off with Chris Knight. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, AJ, congrats on the win. I was just wondering, how hard is it going to be to convince Matt Colleague and Chris Rice to take you to Homestead next week?
Heck, I might retire, man. I just wanted to win on a damn oval. That was it. You know, it's I was close, wouldn't say a lot, but there was definitely several opportunities in the Cup car at different teams to go win on an oval, and it just never played out. And, I wanted to win on it. I would have taken any oval. So we go win at Talladega or Daytona, I'm not going to turn it down, but just I wanted to win on an oval that we really had to drive and get after it. And more than anything, I just felt I was happy with myself, because I always pushed myself and questioned myself a lot on, can I do it on these racetracks? Can I go out there? And it's always a challenge each time I'm in the race car, just really with myself mentally to push myself and try to be better. So out of everything there, that was what I was most happy about, was those last, whatever it was, 35 laps to give everything I have and really make no mistakes.
Is this redemption from Daytona?
No. I mean, it's a part of racing, man, and things happen. And more than anything, I'm just very fortunate that Matt Colleague keeps giving me these opportunities. And, Lee Fielder Gutter Protection and Ellsworth Advisors and Nutrient, all the sponsors that the team has, maybe that aren't specifically mine, but puts this whole organization together, I'm very fortunate to be a part of. And, you just got to enjoy every moment. So that's I don't think there's ever any redemption in life. It's just about going out there and taking your next opportunity and getting everything out of it.
Thank you, AJ.
All right. Our next question will come from Lee Spencer. Go ahead, Lee.
Congratulations, Stanger. A lot of times drivers get pegged into stereotypes of he's a road course racer, or, you know, he can only run speedways. Does it kind of take a little weight off of you knowing that you can pretty much go anywhere now and win?
Well, I mean, I always thought, at least when everybody said I was a road course ringer, at least they didn't just say I equally suck at everything. So at least I had something that I was really good at. But I look at it that I knew in the right opportunities that I could go out there and win. At Petty, there were so many different opportunities at Dover, at Martinsville with JTG and different opportunities, and it just didn't happen. And, that's part of life. And I can look back and say, woulda, coulda, shoulda, but we can't go back and change anything in life. So we just learn from it. And for myself, I just knew if I got in a good vehicle and any of the three top series that I could go out there and on the right day make it happen. And I'm happy I could show that today.
And has there been discussion about expanding your calendar, your schedule with Colleague at this point?
No. it's Matt Colleague and Chris Rice's world. I just live in it. If they want me to race, I go race. So okay. Right now, yep. What we got planned is Talladega next, the super speedways, and then whatever road courses that are on the schedule.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Our next question will come from Steven Toronto. Go ahead, Steven.
AJ, we know how demanding and stressful full-time racing can be. And when I go back and I look at your last full-time season a couple years ago, it feels like there weren't a ton of bright spots there. But now, ever since you joined Colleague last year and have been running part-time, you've been in the mix for wins and winning races. Would you say that going to more of a part-time select races schedule has rejuvenated you a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, it for sure, 100% truth. After 2018, I just didn't like racing anymore. I mean, I just wasn't – I loved, as a fan, racing. But as a driver, I just didn't like it. I just felt miserable about myself every week. You know, when you kind of get beat into the ground that you should be running better, and whether you question whether the cars have the speed or not, and you can base it off your teammate, which is running right next to you, it's still hard to kind of sit back and say, no, it's just the car. I mean, and I'm the hardest on myself. So anybody that's ever met me knows that and sees it. So by the end of 18, it was pretty miserable, and I wasn't happy. Really, the last 2 years, it was tough. So it was nice to step back last year and be so fortunate to be a part of NBC Sports and become a race fan again, be able to cover different races. I mean, I went from IndyCar racing to NASCAR to Supercross to IMSA, full-time IMSA with NBC Sports. And I was able to kind of get that love back, and then fortunate enough that College Racing gave me the opportunity to join their team. And yeah, this team, it starts with the energy, and it's Matt College's energy, and it trickles down to Chris Rice, and that trickles down to the rest of the men and women on the team, and it just makes it a lot of fun. So, sure, full season, it's a grind, and it's easy to be part-time and say, oh, I want to do this full-time because it's just fun again. Full-time series is a grind, but, you know, it's nice to have fun again, and that's really all that matters to me.
Good to hear. Thank you.
All right, our next question will come from Bob Pockers. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, AJ, Atlanta tends to – guys from IndyCar and Champ Car always seem to have run well at Atlanta on the Cup side. I'm curious, is it the same on Xfinity where it appears, you know, there's not just one line that works, and guys like you who know how to go fast can find the best line that works for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's a racetrack that lends itself to different challenges, different lines, saving the tires through the course of a run. You still have to have a great car no matter what, but a driver can do a little bit more around this place if they're loose or they're tight, just to make speed out of the race car, where some of these racetracks right now, you got what you got. You unload and you're fighting for hundredths of a second, and there's not a lot of driver can do at times to really get some speed out of it. The Xfinity cars, I think you can do more, but with the Cup packages and stuff, it makes it tough. So, yeah, it's just a fun place to drive and to go out there and search for lines. I've always been a guy that runs the bottom really well here. I've never been able to run the top, but I was always good on the bottom. And then, you know, you study somebody like Kevin Harvick that's really great here on the bottom and try to pick those things up and try to put that all into use today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
All right. And our final question for AJ will come from Adam Fenwick. Go ahead, Adam.
Thank you. AJ, what were you thinking when you heard that the drivers that were in front of you were penalized on that last pit stop and suddenly you were going to be the race leader? What was going through your head at that moment?
I mean, clean track is always important around these racetracks. But, you know, I was really just kind of playing with all day trying to save the tires. And at that point, we were still going to have 35 laps. And around Atlanta, you can burn your stuff up in 10 or 15 laps. So at the point, I was looking forward to starting third because it was as high as I was going to start. And I was just fighting dirty air, like I'm sure everybody else was, back fifth, sixth, seventh. So once I got the restart where I knew I was starting up front, I just had to get a great restart. I knew I had to get in that clean air. And then from there, if I could get a gap the first couple of laps, then it was just a matter of pacing myself. I knew we had a great car in the long run, and it was going to be the first time really being in clean air. So, you know, it was fortunate. I still think, even if they started in front of us, if I could have hung with them on the start, we still could have beat them on an outright run. But definitely that clean air was a big deal.
Thank you, sir.
All right, AJ. Well, thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations on the win.
Thank you, guys.